When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. It's the holidays. And you know what that means? New year, new you is right around the corner. Cheesy, I know, but so true. And I'm willing to bet that you have a host of goals for yourself in the new year. I do. And that's awesome. And guess what? The fitness app wants to be a part of your health and wellness journey. So much so that we want to give you 25% off an annual subscription to carry you through 2022. That's $89 for the entire year, down from $119. And this is a limited time offer. Act quickly. It is a one-stop shop for custom workouts, personalized nutrition, meditation, mindfulness, sleep support programs, and so much more. So check it out today, thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal to get 25% off.
Welcome to Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
So, Thanksgiving is coming up, and, you know, we always own the family and the effed up dynamic and stress and the holiday and this and that. I mean, none of us can ever just say that it's like Thanksgiving and they're like, yay. It's always like, uh-oh, better do a holiday episode. Like, the shit's going to hit the fan. Let's say it does. Okay? Let's say it does. Or it's going to for Christmas. And this aunt or that uncle or this parent or this sister or that brother-in-law is an a-hole. Okay, fine. The family dynamic is twisted. Okay, all right. You're not alone. It's not just you. You're not alone. And, you know, the thing of it is, I yell at you now because if we can't let go of this whole victim thing, because last year at this time, I remember being like, I feel sorry for myself. And we did that show. And I meant it. I really did. I was like, I actually feel bad for myself. Like, this sucks. This is sad. And that was a necessary thing, right? I had to go through that. Now I'm like, all right, enough's enough already. Like, I was having a conversation with one of my friends the other day. And there was stuff I didn't even know about her. She had a kid very young. I didn't know why. It turns out she had like severe endometriosis. And they're like, okay, she was in the hospital every several months. And they were like, you have to figure out now if you're going to have a child of your own because we're going to need to take your uterus. She's 18 years old when they had this conversation.
Wow.
Right? So she like had to decide if she wanted to have her own kid. And at 21, she's like, I spent New Year's with a baby. My 21st birthday, not New Year's. She spent her 21st birthday with a newborn. And she's like, you know, am I sorry? I mean, of course not. I love my daughter. She's the light of my life. But it, you know, like, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on, right? It's like, you're born with this health issue or like, and dude, I hear it all the time. It's like, you know, I don't know, another friend of mine caught COVID and All right, I'm not gonna lie, it's the same friend. I thought I feel like we feel bad for this friend. I don't want us to feel bad. But I know she listens to the show. She's gonna be like, that's me again. You're talking about me again. So she caught COVID and it effed up the nerves that lead to her olfactory organ, her sense of smell. And like, she can't eat out because if she smells certain things, she literally gets violently ill and will throw up. Like, and she can't, like, her whole life has changed overnight, right? Like, bad shit happens to good people all the time. We all have a fucked up childhood to varying degrees. There's dysfunction in all of our lives. Like, and my daughter, don't get me wrong, I love that kid, but man, you know, when you really start to see the things that this kid's going to struggle with, because I've already struggled with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's, if I go out of town and she'll like cry as I'm leaving and then will ignore me while I'm gone. And then Deshanna's like, do not be like, that's her defense mechanism. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, so there was a thing where she's been screwing up in school a lot. And it's just straight up lazy. She just doesn't want to do it because it's the first time she's ever been to a school that isn't in California. Because I don't know if you remember any of the previous podcasts, but Heidi had them in school and was like, no grades and no homework. And, you know, now she's in sixth grade and she's at a prep school. There's homework and grades and tests. And she's like, no, this isn't fun for me. And, you know, day after day, I'm like lecturing her, yelling at her, helping her, begging her. You know, like, I've tried everything. My shrink's finally like, stop trying. But this is where I'm going to with this, okay? So finally, I'm like, what? After our like fifth F and incomplete assignment, I was like, okay, you're going to public school next year because this is ridiculous if you don't pull it together. But what would you do? You're me. What would you do? And she goes, well, I would help my kid. I go, oh, you would? You'd help your kid? Okay, great. Would you get them in a school for, you know, a special prep school? Yes. Would you get them in a special program, you know, for kids with ADD? Yes. Would you get them a tutor? Yes. Would you help them with their homework? Yes. I'm like, I did all that. What else do you have? You know, because I was just, and it's like, and I'm like, go ahead, Lou, tell me what I could do better. And, you know, to help you do your homework and not lie to me about not having homework. And, you know, I said to her, I finally was like, dude, everything is like a pity party. It's this very primitive, like, I'm a victim. And it's like, yes, I know you were a victim. I know you were an orphan in the developing world. We all know it. Now you are a very loved child living in a very, you know, very fortunate life in one of the greatest cities in the country, at one of the greatest schools in the country, with great health and good looks. So shut the fuck up. You know, and I was like, I'm not doing this with you anymore. We're done with the empathy game. Done with it. Yeah, you had a rough start. You're absolutely right. Does it suck? Yes. Will you feel pain about it? 100%. Are you allowed to cry about it anytime you choose to? But enough of the victim game. You are not doing your work. You are not doing your part. And this is going to play out for you in a way that I can't control. And it's like, I look at how often we're so inclined to be like, I'm a victim. Yeah, you know what? You may have been. But when you perpetuate it, that one's on you. If you don't set boundaries with those dysfunctional family members, that's on you. If you gained a lot of weight because something horrible happened to you and it was a protective measure, but you keep eating, it's now on you. It's on you. Yes, I get that this was a defense mechanism that served you. I got it. I get it. It protected you. It gave you a sense of control. It bonded you with a dysfunctional parent. It helped you feel safe from abuse of some kind. But at this point, it's now killing you. It's on you to choose different. And I guarantee you that anybody you talk to in this life is gonna have a story. So they might have grown up with money, but I promise you there's a story, right? Maybe there was incest. I'm sorry, but there's dirty, dark secrets in everybody's past. Maybe they were raped in a boarding school. Who knows? Everybody has a host of horrible shit that's happened to them that wasn't their fault. You're not alone. If it provides you comfort, know that you're not alone, okay? If you want to grieve those things, you absolutely need to. You absolutely should. But what you're not allowed to do is take action. Because when you are in this perpetual state of victimhood and it's everyone's fault but yours, nothing's going to get better because you're not in control. They are. So as you go into this holiday season, if it's screwed up, don't go.
Yes.
Be brave, right? Like, I had a friend who has a screwed up family, and it was like, if I don't go, then I'm the asshole, even though this one acts like a jerk and that one acts like a jerk and this one was a drug addict and this one does that. And it's like, you, who cares if they think you're the asshole? Protect yourself. Don't put yourself in that position. It's your choice. Is it perfect? No, it's not. So now grieve that it's screwed up this way, but you don't go put yourself in harm's way. You know, you have to take action to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking you to go into this holiday season forward thinking. If you see danger in the road, you know, shift directions, protect yourself, put up a shield, a boundary. I don't care what you need to do, but you need to do something because the pity party doesn't get you anywhere. I've had it. I've done it. If you need to grieve, you grieve, but you're not allowed to do nothing about it. Does that make any sense?
It makes total sense.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, I'm going to have a bite of my protein bar and we'll come right back. I suddenly got hungry and felt I needed to take a break.
You just burned a lot of calories on that one.
All right. Yeah. I used to eat while we would do the show. It used to really piss off Janice, so I did it more to really piss off Janice. Then it pissed you off, then I stopped. So I guess we have to take a break.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, team, we are back. And Cindy wants me to do a segment on healthy cooking swaps.
I do.
Which I can do, Schmins.
I didn't doubt you for a moment.
Actually, we just had two of the registered dietitians throw in their top favorite healthy cooking swaps in anticipation of Thanksgiving. So we have a little blog coming out on our newsletter, but I thought I would sort of go over them now since you saw the menu that I put out on last week's newsletter, which, by the way, guys, we put out a full, so the fitness app has a full Thanksgiving spread, right? All of the things, and I mean the different dishes, but done healthy. So they're like recipe makeovers. And if you're not a member, we put it up. I posted it on my social, but it's also on thefitnessapp.com or jillianmichaels.com, and it's in the blog section. So it's all printed out there for you. So, all right, if you're ready, with no further ado. Now, some of these guys you're going to have heard of, they're obvious. Don't hate, because there are people that still don't know them. Dee came up with this one the other day and I was really impressed. So it was a pasta dish. She got this pumpkin pasta and I was like, ooh, I want like the sage sauce that I'll get at like my favorite restaurant in Los Angeles called Capo. I also love Nobu. Capo is one of my top favorites, but so anyway, it called for white wine and I can't drink right now because I have a procedure coming up, and long story short, I can't drink at all because I can't have any blood thinning. So Dee swapped it for apple cider vinegar. I've not heard of that one before.
Ah,
have you heard of that? And it actually tasted great. I was like, ew, babe, that's going to be gross. And it was actually really good.
No, that's great.
There's still butter in it. Don't get me wrong, but
Wouldn't you cook the alcohol off if you're cooking? I guess you'd have to, if the wine.
The way she did it, she did the butter and the sage and the nuts first. Then she was supposed to remove all of those after a certain period of time, add the wine slash, in this case, vinegar. I guess that wasn't in there for long. Added the stuff back and then poured it on the pasta.
That's a great swap.
Basically, yeah, that was a Duchenne Minuto swap.
Very nice.
I was impressed. Okay. Now the next one. All right. Avocado instead of mayo. So you're not saving calories on this one, but you also aren't going to get like a, I mean, like mayo's not good for you, right? Avocado has healthy fats and fiber and vitamins and minerals. It's just a healthier food, period. Another healthier food would be Greek yogurt versus sour cream. Of course, I always want that organic, but you can even get low-fat Greek yogurt, and people are like, low-fat has more sugar. But I'm looking at it more on the calories here. Like, this is not a cake. We're not eating tons and tons of cake. It's plain Greek yogurt. Low fat is going to save you on the calories if you're trying to save calories. And it's got way more probiotics, right? Those good bugs than sour cream. All right. The next one, obvious, you guys know this one. Get a spiralizer, right? I mean, make squash noodles, spaghetti squash, veggie noodles of any kind, zucchini. Way better for you than processed white flour. And you can get like I got the quinoa pasta. I mean, that's fine, but nothing's going to be better for you than the veggies. They've got way more water, way more fiber, way more nutrients. It just is. So in particular, I love spaghetti squash. I think it makes an awesome substitute. But a spiralizer, you can find one even for as cheap as $15 at Bed Bath & Beyond. And no, I'm not getting paid to say this, but you can find one for $200, but you can find one for $15. I'd say spend $30 and I think you'll be good. Okay. So this is for baking only, but mashed bananas instead of butter. Now, what's that going to add? Because maybe you're like, I'm carb free. But if you're baking, like, I don't know what, you know, maybe you're doing some keto recipe, but the bananas have potassium, magnesium, lots and lots and lots of fiber. They get a really bad rap. Well, there's 80 calories in a banana. Remember, fat has twice as many calories as carbohydrates. So not only are you cutting the fat, which cuts calories down, but you're also adding in the fiber and the nutrients. Now, I have nothing against grass-fed butter, absolutely nothing. But I also don't need to ingest a cup of it, right? Over the course of, you know, a couple of cookies or something. So a banana is a way healthier option under that pretense. Like, I'll put grass-fed butter on a bagel with zero shame. But, you know, you're baking cookies, putting a cup of butter. The bananas are way healthier. Okay. Lime and lemon juice for flavor instead of salt. So I promised that I would be healthier. This isn't about calories, but lime and lemon not only have all the antioxidants and the polyphenols, but in addition, right, they have more vitamin C, whereas sodium can actually contribute to higher levels of cortisol, and vitamin C can actually inhibit cortisol production. So cortisol is known as that belly fat hormone. So in a very roundabout sort of way, it could actually be helping your waistline as well. You won't be holding on to water. Your blood pressure will thank you. So unless you're a tremendous athlete that needs salt because you're sweating all the time, that's a much better swap. Unsweetened applesauce instead of sugar. So this is another baking swap. So you just use unsweetened applesauce, a cup of, apparently it's 1-to-1 ratio there. Much better option. Here's another one. Evaporated skim milk instead of cream. So this one will just literally save you hundreds of calories. It tastes just as good. And it's a fraction of the calories.
Why evaporated?
Evaporated skim milk.
Maybe it's thicker.
Because it's milk, not cream, right? So cream has way more calories than milk. But when you're evaporating the milk, the consistency gets thicker.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it still has that creamy consistency, but not as many calories. But this one's obvious. Sparkling water or fruit infused water instead of juice or soda. I mean, duh, right? Cauliflower rice instead of regular rice. Again, like, just this is beyond the obvious of
way fewer calories. It's loaded with fiber. Cauliflower has tons of B vitamins. It's just a way better option. And a lot of people don't love cauliflower, but cauliflower rice is actually really good. You wouldn't even like putting it in a burrito or something, or like you wouldn't even, it's not even noticeable
because it gives it that texture. Yeah.
Yes. And the filler thing that you're looking for, while the other flavors kind of take over.
Yep.
another one, you guys know, lettuce wraps instead of tortillas or burger buns. I mean, it cuts 200 calories. Easy. 200 to 300. Some of those tortillas are like 300 calories for those big wraps. I mean, and like, I don't know, maybe you're using whole grain buns and whole grain, all, you know, the best quality grains and this, that, the other, and they're all organic, but do you really need 300 extra? I mean, why? Yeah. If you're trying to lose weight, like if I'm not trying to lose weight right now, I'm trying to actually gain a pound or two because I had an injury and, you know, I lost like 5 pounds and looked like complete shit. So I've been trying to gain a little bit of weight. And because when I say complete shit, I mean, literally, like I look about 10 years older and I have no boobs whatsoever, which is just depressing. So look, like I would do the whole grain tortilla personally right now. But if you're trying to lose weight, like why? There's no reason. Now this is another healthy one, olive oil and vinegar instead of bottled dressings. They're just so full of junk. Right. Yeah. And, Dr. Lee recommended this one to us and I bought it and I love it. You want to get early harvest olive oil, first of all, right? Because early harvest still has more of the polyphenols and the nutrients in it. As the olive ripens, as it's aging, a lot of those antioxidants are dying off. So early harvest, organic, and a great brand, a great olive type is called Koroniki. It's known as one of the most nutrient dense olives, Koroneiki. Okay, now, hate to recommend alcohol after I told you not to, but if you're imbibing, have a glass of wine instead of the margarita, right? Have the glass of white wine instead of the eggnog. I mean, we're talking 90 calories versus 400 calories. Yeah. And the eggnog is just loaded with sugar. The margarita is loaded with sugar, like the, you know, mocha, cocoa, Kahlua. Like, no, just no, dude. No. Glass of white wine, a glass of red wine, 90 calories instead of 400 to 500, no sugar. Another good one when you're trying to sweeten something is Ceylon cinnamon. And it doesn't have to be Ceylon cinnamon, but Ceylon cinnamon is the more expensive type of cinnamon, but that's because it's better for you. So Ceylon cinnamon instead of sugar. So
is that an oatmeal?
It's exactly what I have is oatmeal or like a Greek yogurt or a cappuccino. It's just better for you. Like sugar, raw sugar doesn't have a ton of calories. People will always use those artificial sweeteners. I'm like, no, dude, just put a cube of sugar. And they're like, no, I don't want the calories. It's 14 calories. 14. You'll be fine. You know, like if you were doing like cookies, cake, ice cream, 10 of those. Yeah, sure. But the artificial stuff is far worse, but you also don't need the cube of sugar. In some cases, you can switch to Ceylon cinnamon. Cocoa nibs instead of chocolate chips. I love this. My kids just get fucking pissed. And I mean, I'm sorry. I don't even think I can remove the F word here. They're so offended. They hate dark chocolate and that just takes it to a whole other level. Oh. Don't try this on children, but it works great for adults and baked goods.
Oh, I love dark
and
chocolate.
I put cocoa nibs in everything because they're so good for you. So good for you. They're like, they're loaded with fiber, loaded with nutrients, tons of polyphenols. I mean, they're great for your microbiome. I mean, they're just great for you. Yeah. So bake with them instead of chocolate chips. I put them in things I don't even need to, like my oatmeal, my yogurt parfaits. All right. This is going to sound really weird, but I have people that swear by it. Black bean puree instead of flour. There are recipes, I swear to God, for black bean brownies. Now, the feedback on this one, they said, is not to do a 1-for-1 ratio necessarily when it comes to flour. They say, like, reduce the other liquids in the recipe a little bit. Mm. So basically, I would just say cheat and just Google a black bean brownie recipe. But they'll do the work for you. You don't need to figure, you don't need to swap it yourself. Just look for a recipe. They're already out there. All right. Use veggies like endive, carrots, and cucumbers to dip into salsa and hummus instead of chips. Marinara sauce instead of a butter or cream sauce, and do this on your meat, your veggies, or your pasta. I mean, it's obviously less calories, but contrary to the whole conversation about nightshades, tomato is great for you, in particular when it's cooked, because it gives you that much more lycopene. But loaded with so many nutrients, very high in vitamin C. Marinara sauce is actually fantastic for you. Organic, important, because tomatoes are thin skinned. So that means they'll absorb more pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. So you want organic. And last but not least, dry rubs and spices over marinades. And you guys know this one. I mean, just saves tons of chemicals, preservatives, and crap and calories in exchange for something that tastes great and has a host of health benefits.
Awesome.
I know. I know it is. All right. Everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, I'm going to wing this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are to you be, set? Surprise me. Surprise me.
Okay. I have a couple of things I want to rant about, and they're totally unrelated. The first of which is that I just cannot with the fake labels. And I know you guys have heard me talk about this before, but I'm going to give you a few examples. I went to get a tuna sandwich the other day at this restaurant in Miami. And it's a health food restaurant. And on the menu, it says wild caught tuna. And I was like, the F does that? There is no farmed tuna. Have you seen tuna? They're like the size of your car. There's no such thing as farmed. What do you mean wild caught tuna? Like, I was like, line caught tuna? Like, you're not net catching tuna and killing dolphins? Wild caught. Like, and I was so pissed because wild caught fish, right, is, you know, it applies to things like wild caught salmon, right, as opposed to farm-raised salmon, which I'm going to jump on that one in a second. But there is no farm-raised tuna.
You're right. I can't even imagine the size of...
Yeah, like, they're literally the size of your car. They're enormous. Like, what are you talking about? And it just pisses me off because it's like, do you really, really need to be that crooked that you're trying to, like, there's no such thing, dude. Then the other one, we were at a restaurant the other day and the waitress, I was like, is it wild salmon? And she goes, organic. There is no such thing as organic. It doesn't exist. There's farmed and there's wild, but it's not organic. Yeah. When it's in the wild, we don't know what the hell that thing's eating or being exposed to. It's just not true. Farmed or wild. There's no such thing as organic salmon. So it's like, it's so easy for people to sort of steal these buzzwords, but they're often not so applicable. And all you're doing is showing me that you're a scam artist.
Yeah.
I hate that. And I was like, are you naive? Or like, it was at a fancy sushi restaurant. Mm. Not Nobu, not my precious Nobu. And because I refuse to burn any bridges there. I love it so much. But it's like, I just, I'm like, and you gotta be so careful with things like this. Like, you know, carb-free alcohol. Like, all wine is carb-free.
You're right. I've seen that.
Or like, oh, it's carb, like, oh, we, like, you did something special. Vodka does not have carbs. Now, alcohol is its own fuel source. I know this sounds crazy. It's not a macronutrient. So it's not a protein, it's not a fat, and it's not a carbohydrate, which is part of the reason that the way it gets broken down by your body is it has to be processed first, and it essentially dampens all fat metabolism. So it's one of the worst things you can do while you're trying to lose weight, right? And remember that weight and health, this is another thing I've talked about so many times, weight and health are not always the same thing. And what I mean by that is, you know, red wine can be very healthy in moderation. We've talked about how it can help prime enzymes in your liver. It can help remove amyloid plaques from the brain. It's got, you know, things like resveratrol in it and other antioxidants and polyphenols that are great for anti-aging benefits. But it, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, it's going to slow down your fat metabolism. So, you know, this is where you want to lose the weight. And then you can, quote, drink responsibly, right? But just this is all marketing bull. It this is me off. It makes me so crazy because I don't like feeling conned.
Oh,
that God, compromises my trust. Like, I would so much rather dislike you than be conned by a person who's seemingly lovely.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a Leo, so yes, it does.
Oh. I can't stand
It's very funny that you bring that up because that's something I've seen. Wild caught tuna. And I've seen that sign. so many times. And you think it does something. Okay,
unless
to you.
I'm nuts.
It does something. Let me to you.
Now I'm like, am I friggin' bananas? Give me a second. Is there this would be the farmer? Okay, hold on. Maybe I'm wrong. Tuna ranching is where juvenile tuna are taken from the ocean and then flattened in net pens. Yeah, no, they're not farm raising tuna. No, tuna ranching. So basically they're taken from the ocean and flattened in net pens. So no, they're not raising tuna.
Oh my God. That sounds horrible. I think that sounds like something we have to go protest now.
I swear to you, this is where I really do get the vegans. I really do. I appreciate that. You know, they hate me. Because like, I can't acknowledge that I think it's the healthiest diet because it isn't. Like, I totally get it though. Get it.
I wish I could eat raw vegetables. You know, it's just like there's just like raw broccoli, raw peppers.
But you're not even, some foods are even way better for you cooked. That's another like fallacy is that some foods are better raw, but some foods you get. So if you cooking is critical. I should probably do another segment on this because
how much heat is applied, right?
Right. It's like if you apply too much heat, then you're going to lose some of the nutrients, right?
We talked about that with the dog food. I mean,
it's heated like, yeah. Exactly. However, then there are other foods where if you don't cook them like broccoli or you know, because the cooking is essentially pre-digesting that food that has the insoluble fiber, which allows you to access those nutrients and break it down more easily. In addition, a lot of the foods with quote anti-nutrients like goitrogens or lectins in beans or in cruciferous vegetables gets blown out when the food is cooked. You're not going to eat a raw kidney bean. You'll break every tooth in your mouth, right? But you cook it. And it's digestible and the nutrients are in large part accessible and you've cooked out the quote anti-nutrients. We did a whole piece on a study that came out about this and it was a really extensive study. So go ahead.
Yeah, no. We've talked about doing a segment on the right way to cook certain things. And I think that would be great. Maybe we could even have Dr. Lee or Dr. Naidu back to help with that.
That's because they always pop the ratings. So you're like, I would like to have Dr. Lee again.
Yes.
He always gets like thousands more downloads. I know they do because they're so friggin' smart.
They pop my kitchen skills as well. So.
Oh my God. All right. Well, I want to say one thing, everybody listening. It's Thanksgiving week and you know, whatever you're going through, I hope you have a beautiful holiday. I hope you have the most well-adjusted family. And I hope you're on a vacation. That's fantastic. Or you're with family and friends and just having the most fun. But if for any reason you are having a shitty time and some difficult family issues going on, or just life is happening to you, know that you're not alone. And you know, Cindy and I have both been there, likely will be there this year in one way or another. And we are thinking of you. The entire community is thinking of you. And also, if you're not an app member, we have a free Facebook group. Go to Facebook. It's not my Facebook page. It's called the Jillian Michaels Community. It's a private group. It has 50,000 members. It's totally free, obviously, which is what I love about it, which is the only reason I started it instead of just using my app forums. And there's lovely human beings in there. Go in there and vent, make friends. I go in there every single day. I go in there at least once a day to look for posts, to comment, to answer questions. If you need support, if you're feeling insane, check it out. It's totally free. It costs you nothing.
Awesome. Have a great Thanksgiving, Jillian.
You too, Schmitteroonie.